Hello.
Oh, hi, Chapel. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
I'm excellent. Thank you for asking. So I was just following up regarding your account. It looks like we're having trouble processing the $29 payment for your website hosting.
Yeah, I've been down this past couple of weeks. The weather, and then it's been raining most of this week.
I see. So I was following up as like a last ditch resort because the website is going to cancel today. So if you'd want to keep the site, you have to settle that $29. If not, you know, you could always call us in the future and you know, start fresh with a setup fee and getting the site rebuilt.
I mean, that's kind of retarded. I mean, I paid for how many years on top of that? Like, I don't get, like, I haven't paid in a month, like, and then my whole website's going down.
Well, you paid us in November. The December 21st payment is the one that's failing. So now there is another payment due on January 21st, and it continues to reoccur. So when
I got $150 in my account right now. It's not my fault that I ain't got money. This government screws people up. Like, I'm sitting down here, like,
oh,
I said.
Oh, I agree.
I just had surgery a year ago. I'm a self-employed business owner. I am screwed up on my money. Like, I have $1,500 I got to pay for my truck every freaking month because I got to pay $900 for car insurance because the government, once again, sucks. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, at the end, I can't maintain everything. Like, you know, like, I'm a single male out here paying 50-something bills.
So, what happens, Chapel, when the account cancels is if you've noticed ever since December 21st, there's been an orange banner at the top of your site saying the information here is no longer being updated.
I haven't even been on it.
Oh, yeah. That's just supposed to be a friendly reminder for you to call us, but some people might see that and think that you're not in business or something. But you could just go to your site, you know, top-notch, ATL.com, and then you'll see there's a little orange banner up there.
Well, I don't think y'all should be broadcasting all that on the public side. I thought that was just my side, but since you just aware of that, I mean, like, cool. Let's let everybody know that I'm not in business.
No, it doesn't say that. It just says the information here is no longer being updated. Please contact your marketing agency. It doesn't say.
Yeah, so pretty much if that's alerting them, then that's letting them know I can't pay a $29 SEO service.
Nobody knows what your hosting is or SEO is or anything. All it is like a friendly reminder for you to call us.
That shouldn't be broadcasted publicly. It should be private, not public.
So the reason I brought it up is when the account cancels, the website will stay up for a small amount of time with the orange banner on it, and that's why I brought it up. It's actually a positive for you because it's not going to be taken down instantaneously, which means that, you know, you do have a short window of opportunity, you know.
I really don't care at this point. I don't care, to be honest. Like, that's just, like, Y'all should be able to keep my information classified as if I was, you know, doing it for y'all. I'm sure you wouldn't want to, you know, have your whole client base know that, hey, this information ain't being updated no more. So this person hasn't paid whoever runs their web page. Yeah, let's broadcast all their information out there that are not paying their bills.
That's not the intention of it. It's, like I said, supposed to be a friendly reminder for you to call us.
Okay.
Most people don't wait 9 weeks to settle it. You know, most people call right away when they see it, you know. And I understand that you're going through something. But all I could recommend is, you know, if you want to keep the site, just call back as soon as you can. And we'll try to get it rectified for the $29. If that's not doable, then, you know, you could always call us in the future and we can start fresh. Because, you know,
$100 at my webpage rebuild again because I remember I had to pay $200 to start the crap. I'm not doing that again. I'm not. I don't care. I mean, y'all have already violated my trust. I mean, thank you for actually telling me something that's been going on. You know, like, when it comes to billing, okay, you don't broadcast to the whole world, hey, this site isn't being managed no more, okay? You let the owner of that site know, not the whole world know.
So we do that for every client across the board. It's not like anyone's singling you out. And like I said, most people will, you know, get back to us right away, but they don't let it go 9 weeks. And if it's about notifying the owner, I've called you probably more than 15 times since December 21st, and I'm leaving messages and sending emails and sending texts. And if you're, you know, non-responsive to communicate with me, even if I was just calling to notify you as the owner of the site, it's kind of hard to do that if you're not, you know, being responsive.
I'm not saying you're saying that it's singling me out. I'm saying for the other owners out there that have websites, okay, mm-hmm. maybe they wouldn't like the world knowing, hey, I'm behind on the bill for once. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So why is that broadcasted on the public side?
Some people might think that it's just because you're using a different agency or something like that. I don't think people would necessarily know that it's because you didn't pay your bill. You know, all I would say is that, you know, people can still call you off the site. The number isn't blocked out. You can still get client calls during that interim. But, you know, there is an orange banner up there every time, you know, the payment starts, you know, having an issue. And that's just an internal thing. It has nothing to do so much.
I've had a car accident for over 4 years and I haven't been paid for. I've been struggling. So I don't really care at this point. Like, I'll let the devil take whatever he wants to. If that means my company website, that's cool. Because, I mean, like, I don't have the money just to be paying for BS all the time when I'm barely able to put food on my table. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So at the end, I don't care. I let it close. I don't care at this point. Cancel it out.
Okay. All right. I was calling to let you know, so we're all on the same page, and I'm sorry that it didn't work out for you, Chapel, but have a really great rest of your week.
Yeah,
too, okay?
Cool. I don't care. Appreciate it.